Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel. We're here live every day for one reason only, to receive your phone calls and address your questions with the Basic Gospel. We've opened the phone lines for you at 1-800-677-9377. So if there's a question or something you'd like to talk about, call right now. That's 1-800-677-9377. The Word of God can help you experience true freedom and life in Jesus Christ. And this is your invitation to learn how the basic gospel intersects with your life every day. Hear it, believe it, live it. It's basic gospel. Now, here's Bob Christopher.
Well, tomorrow is Thanksgiving, and yes. I thought we would take today's broadcast just to express our hearts, you know, what we're thankful for, and certainly encourage our listeners to join in and share what they're thankful for or to whom or for whom they're thankful. I think this would be a wonderful program of encouragement. So if you would like to call right now, 1-800-677-9377, and express thanks on today's program, we would love to hear from you. I think this would just encourage so many people, especially at holiday times. There's a lot of folks that get down. There's a lot of folks that kind of look at their situation and starting to feel blue and have pity parties and all of those sort of things. And I think if they hear what others are thankful for, it might refocus their attention and let them see the blessings that they really have right now in their lives. And I think that's important for all of us. And that little thing can change a person, change their perspective, change their outlook in a very, very significant way. So if you're thankful for something today, call and be a part of this edition of Basic Gospel. Again, the number 1-800-677-9377. I want to start out with a verse, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Powerful, powerful verse. I don't think we spend enough time really thinking about what this verse says and the ramifications of it as far as our lives are concerned. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. We all want to be blessed people. We want to be blessed financially. We want to be blessed spiritually. We want to be blessed physically. We want to be blessed people. And here in this particular passage, Paul says that we already are blessed in Jesus Christ and that we have been given every spiritual blessing in Him. There's nothing that He's withheld from us. And that is a wonderful, wonderful truth, isn't it, Richard?
Oh, yeah. It's one of those things you could think about it for the rest of your life and still never get down to the bottom of it. It's overwhelmingly beautiful of what God has done for us in Christ.
And that word blessed means to be in God's favor. Mm-hmm. And at one time, we were outside of His favor, although He was reaching out to us in love, even when we were lost. We still stood outside the favor of God. Why? Because we weren't in Christ. It's only in Christ, that's the only place where God's favor really rests. And once we go from darkness to light, from death to life, from the kingdom of this world to the kingdom of Jesus Christ, whom God loves, then we get placed into the favor of God. And it's there that we receive all of these spiritual blessings. Again, that's what he says. It's in Christ. So what do you have in Christ? Well, forgiveness of sins. Boy, that's something to be thankful for, isn't it? We can let go of the guilt and the shame and the fear of punishment. We don't have to let those emotions haunt us or just do us in on a day-to-day basis. We can let go of those things. Why? Because Jesus has taken our punishment and has forgiven all of our sins once and for all. So we can live in thankfulness every single day. Are we going to blow it tomorrow? Yes, we are. Are we going to blow it the next day? Yes, we are. Do those sins deserve to be judged? Do those sins deserve punishment? Yes, they do, but Jesus Christ has already taken that for us. And so, as a result, we are forgiven people. That's one of the spiritual blessings that we have in Christ Jesus. It's wonderful. Paul really emphasizes that down in verse 7 of this particular chapter. In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins. That's what we have. That's one of those spiritual blessings. We have a new identity in Christ. We were lost sinners. That's who we were by nature. You know, when God looks down at the world, he just sees two groups of people, the lost and the saved, the sinners and the saints, the children of the evil one, the children of God. That's all he sees. Mm-hmm. And to those who are in Christ, he's given a new name that's called child of God. And then he works through his children to reach out to those who are still lost to bring them in as well so that they can receive a new name in Jesus Christ. We have a new name. Why? Because we belong to somebody new. We belong to God himself. We've been declared righteous, made right in the sight of God. Guess what, folks? That means he likes you. You know, we walk around and we say, oh yeah, God loves us. And then we say, yeah, but he has to. He's God. I mean, he has no other choice. I want to know, does he like me? Does he really genuinely like me as a human being? And the answer to that question is yes, he does. He likes us. He's declared us to be righteous, and he wants to hang out with us. You know, if he has four tickets to a ball game, you know, I'm on his short list hey, let's go hang out together. You know, I've jokingly said, you know, he pulls out his wallet and, his pictures of his children just, extend infinitely. But I'm in that lineup. Yes. He's got a picture of me.
And he knows you personally.
Absolutely. So these are the blessings that we have in Christ. And this enables us to give thanks in all things, regardless of what's going on out there. Our happiness is not tied to the circumstances of life. Our happiness and joy flow from the Lord himself, knowing that we belong to him and that he is truly our God and has promised never to leave us nor forsake us.
Yeah, this collection of blessings, I'm learning a new song, and one of the phrases in that song is, stop fighting a battle that's already been won. All of these blessings come from the fact that that battle has already been won. We don't have to fight that battle. We can accept, by faith, the results of the victory Jesus won. And if we would take that to heart, that's when we would begin to see change, because we'd stop fighting that battle. He says, just leave that there. I've already won that. We've got other things to do.
Yes, indeed. Yes. Live life.
Live life.
Live life together. That's what this gospel message allows us to do, is to live life with Christ, to share his life. He has become our life, and we need to realize that. We stop way short of mm-hmm. God's real desire for us. But when we, take that next step of faith and realize it's all about life, eating from this tree of life, then we truly do experience the newness of what God has brought to us in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Well, this is Basic Gospel. 1-800-677-9377 is the number to call. We invite you to call right now. If you have something that you want to say you're thankful for on the air, we encourage you to pick up that phone, dial those numbers, and be a part of today's edition of Basic Gospel. Again, the number 1-800-677-9377. After the program today, I'm going to post a blog on the 10 things that I'm thankful for. You know, it was hard to limit it to 10.
Yeah.
You know, you could just write and write and write and write. But, I'm going to just quickly go through that list. I'm certainly thankful for Gina, my wife. I married up, and she is just an amazing woman. And I see the reality of truth that Christ lives in us through her. Because there are moments in time in our relationship where she's just said things or done things unsolicited by me. It just was the moving of God's Spirit, and she responded to that impulse and said something that just went all the way to the core of who I was and made a difference, encouraged me, just gave me hope, just whatever it might have been at that particular time. And so I've seen that truth of Christ truly living through us in Gina, and I just could have never asked for anyone better than her to journey through this life together. And, of course, we have three marvelous kids. I think they're the coolest kids on the planet.
Well,
of course, you'll
mine.
Fight me on that, yeah, and yeah. Your kids are pretty cool, too. But Caitlin and Coleman and Mackenzie, they're just a delight. I mean, they make us laugh. They keep us active and involved, and just love them dearly. Certainly, I'm thankful for my mom and dad. My dad passed away almost 14 years ago.
Wow.
But mom is remarried to Ellis, and boy, they just really like each other and enjoy traveling. And, you know, that's so fun for us kids to sit back and watch them get to really enjoy life. And I just think she's the best mom ever. And, you know, one day, you know, when I was 15 or 16, I think I've told this story before, but you know, I was a little rebellious in my high school years, even though I'd come to Christ and all of that. You know, a lot of the temptations of the world were looking pretty good to me. And so me and my buddy Dwight were driving somewhere, and we come up to a red light, and we stop, and both of us are smoking. And there's a turn lane right next to me, and I look over, and a car drives up right next to me, and I look over, my mom's in it, my aunt's in it, and my three sisters. And I just put that cigarette down like real fast and just looked straight ahead. I wasn't going to look at them. Well, that night it was a Sunday, and so I went to the youth group.
Oh, not a Sunday.
It was a Sunday. And, you know, I go through the food line. They always had a Sunday night dinner for the kids. And so I was getting my hot dog and potato chips, and mom was at the end of the line serving. And she just looked at me and said, "Bob, you look just like a sissy smoking." And that ended it for me. I didn't want to look like that. So so she had a way of really, you know, putting life in perspective, helping me see the important things of life. And so I just can't thank the Lord enough for her. And my three sisters, Lisa, Gina, and Sally, we had an interesting split in our family. You know, I was the first, and then Lisa came a couple of years later, and then 8 years after Lisa was Gina, and then another year after that was Sally. So there was kind of like two families. And my two younger sisters, Gina and Sally, joked that they didn't even know they had a brother until after I graduated from college. But, you know, you've heard these questions, you know, if you could have your ideal dinner, you know, who would be in your dinner party?
Yeah.
You know, most people are, you know, naming famous folks. And, you know, three that would be at mine are my three sisters, because they just are full of life. They make me laugh. And they all make fun of me when I start to laugh. My shoulders start to shake and all of this.
They do, folks. They really do.
They do. So they're just a joy. And they're so unique. I mean, each one of them. And they're, you know, somehow, you know, God gave them such tender hearts. They reach out to folks that most people would never even look at. And they care for them. And they just make such a huge difference. And then, you know, I'm so thankful for Gina's family, and yes, I really do like my in-laws. Mm-hmm. They are fabulous people, and I look at, you know, how involved they are with our kids, and I just couldn't be more thankful and more appreciative of how they influence them in such a positive way. And I love Gina's brothers and their families, and we always have a good time when we're together. And then I think about, you know, our team here, Richard, you know, you and Greg and Bob Davis and Steven and Michelle and Vivian and Kim and Jeannie and Billy and Charles. It's just an amazing group of people that we, you know, that we share life together and ministry together. And we just have a ball day in and day out. Are there rough days? Absolutely. Are there times when, you know, our emotions get a little ragged and frayed? And sure, all of that happens. But in the end, we all know why we're here. We could be doing a million different things. And, you know, like you, Richard, you left a well-paying job and, you know, lots of prestige with it, with Hewlett-Packard, just so that you could tell people about Jesus. And I think that's just the coolest thing in the world. And that's the way it is for everybody that's mm-hmm. here. And so we just have a ball together. And it's amazing when we step back and realize what God does through this small little motley crew of people yeah. called the Basic Gospel Team.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty fun.
Yeah. Oh, my. It is so much fun. And then we have just, I think, a great group of men that lead us on our board of directors. They lead with wisdom and grace, and just so appreciative of those guys. They just mean the world. And then I have three lifelong friends. I mean, I've known 30 years or longer. Tom, I've known since we were in the cradle together, went to kindergarten together, grew up in church together. And so he's a friend that's been with me the longest. And then have a friend, Wade Nallen, the first friend I made when I moved to Dallas. And then another friend, Richard Harris. And those guys have meant so much. I remember when my dad passed away, Tom was there. He actually officiated my dad's funeral and just meant the world to our family. Richard lived in Atlanta, and he came, and it was just so awesome to be with him at that particular time. And then I called Wade and told him what had happened, and he said, well, what can I do for you? I said, nothing. I just want to hear your voice. I just want you to be with me at this time. And it was just such a meaningful thing that he was there. And so these guys have meant so much in my life, have challenged me, have encouraged me, and hopefully I've done the same with them. And then, of course, you can never be thankful enough for the Lord Jesus. I mean, he is life. He is our life. And we get to share that with him.
Yeah, we do.
Every single day. He reached down and saved us. So he's what holds life together. He's who holds life together for us and makes all these other things so beautiful and wonderful to experience. Without him, everything else in life is just kind of meaningless. It has no real value to it. But with him, I mean, he stamps his approval on it, and it just changes everything. So those are my things that I'm thankful for. I'm going to post that on our blog post after the program. Go to that and participate. Share what you're thankful for. Maybe you have a list of 10 or 5 or 3 things that you want to share. But I encourage you to go. All that's available at basicgospel.net. So, Richard, what are some of the things that you're thankful for?
Well, I'm thankful for your wife, Gina, because she keeps you in line.
I think a lot of people are thankful for her in that regard.
I don't know. I'd have to pretty much duplicate your list. I mean, my wife is certainly my better half, my better whole, actually. She makes life worth living. She's strong. She's wise. She's funny, and she doesn't know that she's funny, which is part of the fun. And of course, my kids. I mean, I've got 2 kids that were perfect children.
Yes, they were.
Completely perfect. Unfortunately, they didn't have perfect parents, so whatever mistakes they made probably are due to me and Lois. But having grandchildren, you haven't got to experience that yet. I've got 2 grandkids, Anna and Naomi. Anna is almost 8. Yeah, almost 8 years old, and Naomi's a little more than 2, and they are a kick. There's no 2 different children in the world than them. Anna is a sweetheart and very sensitive and artistic and just observes everything. And the only time Naomi is still is when she's asleep. I've watched them on my own and with Lois. And, Anna will curl up on the couch beside me and want to read a book. And Naomi says hi on the way by. Whoom, she's gone. And whoom, she's gone again. And yet she's as sweet as could be. And it's so interesting to see children who are so different and yet respond the same way to the love of their parents. Carrie and Jason are doing such a wonderful job. Kevin and Ashley, this is our first Thanksgiving and Christmas without seeing them. that this is going to be hard. They live in Minneapolis, and they're doing so well. And the coolest thing about them is watching them make proper decisions. I mean, they're away from their parents now. They're on their own. They're learning how to do life together. They're how to manage funds and you know, live and get work done and all of that kind of thing. And they're doing it. They're doing it. It's a tribute to them and to God's grace and a little bit to their parents, Ashley's folks and Lois and I, and just getting to watch them grow up. It's just amazing. And so I'm glad for this job. It is a job. Like you said, there are really, really good days, and there are some days where you go home and you shake your head and say, why am I here? But that's life. You know, you go on anyway. That's what walking by faith is all about. And you know, I'm so blessed because I know there are many, many, many people out there who don't have work right now. No fault of their own. Perfectly capable, perfectly good employees, and something goes wrong in the business and they've lost their jobs. And you know, my heart goes out to them. I wish we could hire everybody here, but we can't. But having the chance to do work that matters, work that's meaningful, work that is just so much fun, so enjoyable, and it's so varied. I mean, there's nothing boring about working in a ministry because everybody who works here does about 10,000 different things. And if it wasn't that way, nothing would get done. And so it's sometimes like herding cats because there's few people but so many things to get done, and yet by the grace of God, it gets done. And the folks here are great to work with. They love the Lord. Any one of them, other than being bashful, could sit in here and answer many of the questions that we answer because they're that grounded in the grace of God. I have no doubt of that. And that's a blessing. That's an incredible blessing.
Yes,
so,
it is.
You know, yes, thankful for Jesus. How can you not be? Jesus isn't something apart from me that I'm thankful for. Like you said, Jesus is life. Then everything starts from there. So, yeah, I can't really be thankful for him as a separate issue. I'm just plain thankful because he thought enough of me to say, Richard, why don't you be my son? Yeah, who would do that? And so, you know, there's just so much. The chance to live in this country, the chance to just do things, we are blessed, and I'm thankful to God for that.
Yes, we are, and I certainly want to take this time to thank the many people over the last 12 months, 1,916
yes.
people who stand with us as Basic Gospel partners. You really fuel everything that happens in this ministry. Without your prayers and support, what we do on radio each and every day through the internet, through conferences, would not be possible. So thank you for standing with us. This truly is a team of people that God has called together with the sole purpose of proclaiming him, of lifting up his name so that others can know his love, his grace, his mercy, and can truly experience his life and forgiveness. So a heartfelt thanks from all of us at Basic Gospel to those who stand with us as Basic Gospel partners. Received this wonderful note the other day. Just wanted you to know the Lord really used you when you talked through Revelation. He says when we talked about the verse that says, I am the Alpha and Omega, that God became so real in his life. And he says, so whether or not you felt the Spirit move, he had a paragraph about, did you feel the Spirit moving? And said, whether you felt that or not, that day, I'm just telling you, it was one of the greatest experiences in my 40-year Christian life.
Yeah.
And those right. folks who stand with us help make those moments possible.
Yes.
That's why this investment in the power of the gospel to change lives, I think, is the greatest investment that we can make as human beings. Mm-hmm. So thank you for standing with us as Basic Gospel partners. Just a quick reminder of our Thanksgiving sale before we close out the program today. All of our products are 30%
yes.
off for the next 2 weeks. Take advantage of this. These are great resources to give as Christmas gifts, just for your own spiritual growth and edification, or for group study. All of the information is at basicgospel.net. Well, to everyone out there, happy Thanksgiving. We'll be back with you soon.